Come on over, and we have a whole lot of things that you might be interested in.
I was talking to Tommy Stewart at the Bath Senior Center about their upcoming sale. It takes place Saturday, beginning at 8 in the morning. The center this week is full of boxes and bags as everyone is joining in preparing for the sale. It's clear they've been working for months, and the results are festive, cheerful, and most of all, lovingly handmade. There are wreaths for all seasons, pillows, picture frames, jewelry, sewing kits, decorative storage containers, 3 gauzy, glorious tabletop Christmas trees, and so much more. I asked Patricia Church, who admitted she was new to making things, how she picked up crafting.
Watching everybody else getting started, so I said maybe I would try it. So I started out doing something little and it ended up big.
Just one of the things she made is a fruit-filled wreath with grapes, apples, berries, and a small pumpkin covering a vine base. It would make any door or holiday table burst with warmth.
Is it going to be hard for you to see it go?
Yes, it is. This is my favorite one.
The room is full of what must be many favorite ones, all while being obvious there is something for every taste and every budget. I asked Patricia what she'd tell anyone who is new or hesitant to start making items by hand.
To try it. And the more you do it, the more you will like it.
Repurposed or hand-me-down materials are a big piece of what make many of these designs special. And each senior's individual touch or twist is what makes an item unique. What do you think some of the favorite items are that customers purchase each year?
I think the angels made out of hymn books and the Christmas wreaths.
Diane Richmond told me a little more. And how did she get started producing handmade items?
I've been a member of the senior system for 30 years. My grandmother and I always made craft for Christmas. So actually she helped me to start crafting. And then in our neighborhood, there was a blind lady named Miss Bett. Miss Bett could sew anything and do anything. All you had to do is thread the needle for her. And she showed me how to make doll baby dresses and things like that.
Have you enjoyed getting ready for the sale?
I certainly have. I love doing crafts.
What are some of your favorite ones that you started out with here?
Well, the favorite one was doing the wreaths. And then later on, when they're done, the picture frames. I enjoyed doing the picture frames.
I thought a lot of the jewelry looked like it might be pretty popular because there was such a variety of earrings and bracelets and such, and because they make such good gifts.
Those are the hard ones to do. Yeah, because I don't know, because you got to go through 2 holes and you go up and down. And a whole lot of times you got to take it back and loose and do it over again until you get the angles to fit in just right.
Suddenly I remembered the group still had their baking to do. Is there even more for those with a sweet tooth on Saturday morning?
Yes, homemade baked goods, cookies and cakes and pies.
Mr. Stewart again encouraged Allegheny Highlanders to visit the Hot Springs Firehouse October 20th.
We hope that everybody will have a chance to come and enjoy themselves, see some of the things that we've made, and if they won't buy nothing for themselves, they can always have it for somebody else.
And he commented about the abundance of talent as well as results this group has brought to preparation and the final display at their annual fundraising sale.
Because we have a lot of things to get out of here, I tell you. It's going to be a hard, busy day. Come to the sale, start the 8 to 1.
Diane concluded,
come and bring your pocketbook. That's it.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.